But listen to this. From generation. But now it's been revealed, unfold, and manifest. Do you understand that? Do you know what reveal mean? Do you know what unfold mean? Anybody having the clothes, you fold up and put them in your drawer and put them, you know, in place. And when you get ready to put them on, what you do? You unfold them, don't you? You don't try to put on a fold-up shirt or blouse or dress or pants. You unfold them, don't you? Well, this mystery is being unfold. Can you understand that? And manifest. That means there it is. It was hidden, but there it is. You can see it. Hallelujah. For every holy believer, say it for me. Because he said, for every holy believer to experience. Every one of you sitting here can experience. Every one of you can experience. It's for you. Living within you is the Christ. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. Say this, Christ living in me. The Christ that I need is inside of me. He's not just off up in heaven, sitting at God's right hand. He's in me right now. Whatever I need, he got it. And it's right here. Put your hand right here. Say it right here. How close is that? Close enough for you to speak it in. Huh? Close enough to believe and say it. So he's in me. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope filled with the riches of the glory for his people. God wants everyone to know it. Oh, I don't know how plain it can be. God wants everyone. So don't be crying and say God is showing favoritism. God is not a favoritism God, but he is a respect of faith. If you're not willing to get in here and learn, if you're not willing to apply this to your life, you want to go on through life trying to figure out for yourself, he'll let you do it. But he loves you so much, he sent me here to tell you today. You don't have to be frustrated through life. How much do you want this? How much are you serious about this? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ooh, I thought I wasn't finished, but there's so much going around anyway inside of me. But this is what he told me to do. And he knows how to handle his business, so I know how to hear and obey. It's his business. And I need to be on point, don't I? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So here I go. Father, based on your word, based on covenant that we have in you, with you, I decree and declare over this congregation, I decree and declare over these households, I decree over these households individually, I decree over the household where wives, husband, wives, children dwell together, that the days of fear, dread and lack, and frustration, confusion, and all the works of evil cease now. I decree and declare that the power of darkness is broken off your mind, of your body, diseases that are trying to inhabit your body, I declare it's broken in the name of Jesus. Your mind that's been capacitated and it doesn't function to its full a level of thinking, I break that power off your mind and I loose you from it. That thing that's trying to control you by religious thinking and fear and doubt, I break the power of it in the name of Jesus. I break it. You that have been controlled, under the control of lack and don't know how to step into your place where you know how to operate in the finance that God has provided for you, and you have been struggling, I break the power of that thing off you. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that the number of their days you'll fulfill, Lord. I thank you that you'll satisfy them going out, coming in, getting up, sitting down. I thank you, Father, you'll raise them up into a place where they will walk in the wealth and riches of the knowledge of God and the freedom and the peace, where they have confidence in you and nobody else, that you are their great, exceeding great reward. You are their source and their only source. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, their eyes are open to see. I thank you their ears hear you clearly. And that word enter into their hearts and bring to them the riches of that which you provide for them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I break the spirit of oppression and lack, and that spirit that tell you you're not good enough, and you don't qualify, and you don't measure up, I break it in the name of Jesus. I declare you're free. You have a hunger and thirst for the things of God. You can't wait to get together with the saints. To get your hands in there. You come in the door with praise in your lip. Praise before the music starts, for the praise team hit the floor. You got to dance. You got to praise because of what God is doing, what he has done for you all the week. You got a testimony. You can't wait to tell. It's burning in your heart, Pastor. I got to tell it. I got a testimony. And it will ignite this congregation. It will ignite this people. It will turn things around. And we will begin to see clear and more clear how good God is. It won't be a concern about how I'm going to protect myself, how I'm going to keep myself. I already got a keeper. I already got a protector. He keeps me well. He protects me. He leads me when I go out. I got an angel to go with me everywhere I go. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you this people is prepared. They are prepared people for a prepared time. These times that's going on in this earth, they don't move us, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.